שלום, אנחנו נקיים שיעור בנושא חוק אהבה במערכת אדם הראשון, נקרא קטעים...
Hello, we'll have a lesson on the law of love in the system of אדם הראשון. We'll read selected excerpt starting from number 31. You can send your questions to Kabda TV and Siva Tova, and we'll ask selected questions here. Please. Excerpt number 31 from One Should Always Sell the Beams of His House.
אלא שהניצוץ לא היה יכול להדליק את אור האהבה שיאיר בכל הפרט.
Each of them had a spark of love of others, but the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the spark should become a big flame. Hence, now too, when he is spying on them, he should overcome and say, as all of them were of one mind, that they must walk on the path of love of others, when the society was established, so it is now. And when everyone judges his friends favorably, all the sparks will ignite once more, and again there will be one big flame.
Especially where there are quarrels, distances, and clashes of different kinds, and they try to be in connection all the way to love, then all these clashes become fuel for the fire, and there's an impression in the clash between contradicting things that connect one another. Then you have a true place for additional connection. Just like we see from our lifetimes, after the quarrels, when we come to make up, we have that kind of interconnection, this intermingling that happens after that. Well, that's how we can see how things that were prepared for us in this whole big reality of ours, with all the diversified hatred there is, and against that, there should be a complement, a completing that comes from everyone. Romania.
Thank you, Rav. In our group, there is a general spirit of awakening the friends that have fallen on the path to raise this spirit to the level of fulfillment. What can we do best in the actions of this world and also in relation with our inner work?
איזה פעולות בעולם הזה הכי טובות לעשות, וגם ביחס לעבודה הפנימית, מה הכי טוב לעשות?
תראו, יש הרבה חברים שנופלים בדרך.
Look, there are many friends who fall along the way. There are those that are not even belonging to spiritual work, but came to us through some, well, you could say by some mistake, as we could say, who thought that the wisdom of Kabbalah deals with something that they depicted to themselves, and yet it's not the truth at all. And therefore, the fact that they left is natural. You know that no one knows what the wisdom of Kabbalah is, but when there's an opportunity to come and hear, people come. And later, as it's written in the Zohar, that 1,000 enter a room and one comes out to instruction, to enlightenment. Truly, 1 out of 1,000 I have found, which is truly so. Hence, the fact that they come and then leave and fall, there's no problem with that. You need to understand it. It's been that way throughout all the generations, also with Rabash and also with us. And I'm not impressed by the fact that people come and seem to us as such good friends. They're brilliant with their intellect, or even when it comes to dissemination and all kinds of things. But when it comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, not. And they can't subdue themselves towards the group. And then we don't throw them, but they themselves, when they leave, we can see that it's not for them. What can I say here? We can nevertheless remind them that there is still a place between us that they can come and they can join, but under the condition that our conditions, our rules, are rules of the upper nature, and therefore they cannot change. They cannot change what we have, because our laws and rules are rules of connection of the upper force. And if they're ready to subjugate themselves to that, they're ready to come and join us, and also not to come and join our advanced groups, but we're willing to compose for them other kinds of groups, and to see the extent in which they advance there with our people there that will be there as caregivers of sorts. And then only in such a way we will see in them whether they can subjugate themselves, whether they're capable of connecting, whether they are willing to lower themselves from the height of wanting to govern everything and control everything, and the depth in which they're willing to accept things. This is the actual initial subjugation of the egoistic desire that needs to happen. Try. Especially now with the new year, that the pandemic is entering its next stage. It won't be any less than before. And we will see how it will even more bend us. So there's a place here for us to turn to our friends and to say, if you want, please, we have these possibilities for those who want to return. We're inviting you, please. Yes. That's how we can try to observe the connection, the correction. Maybe now, towards the new year, it's worthwhile to let everyone know. But don't receive them into our groups if they were gone for several years or a long time and they didn't go through all these states with us. I don't think that it's good to receive them into our groups. No. Let them connect to some groups and participate, whether in the morning lesson or to do this lesson for them in the evenings. Think about it, how to do this. I'm not an expert at this. I'm not so involved. Turn to the management, and I'm sure there are answers there for that. Toronto 2.
Hi, Rav. These frictions and arguments that you mentioned in the 10, do they have to be out in the open in the 10, visible, or is it enough for it to be all internal within the friends themselves and kind of hidden quietly?
If it's in a hidden, silent way, it's much worse than if it is in a disclosed manner. Just like Bala Sulam writes that a concealed corruption has zero hope, and there, it's a great joy to reveal it and correct it. But if it's not disclosed but hidden there somewhere, how can you recognize it and recognize the evil in it? Therefore, it's worthwhile for us as fast as possible, to awaken these states between us through connection, through the tendency for connection, and then to see that the resistance to connection appears in us in a much clearer way, and then care for it.
French.
Comment devrions-nous utiliser la sensation pour révéler la loi de l'amour dans le système d'Adam Harishon?
How do you use the emotions to reveal the law of love in the system of Adam Harishon? If our emotion, our feeling are opposite to that.
Yes, correct, but when we try to come to some form of connection, to adapt ourselves, even though we're in under the egoistic framework, to an altruistic system, we can see the extent in which more and more we don't fit it. And from that, a need for prayer arrives in us, for the request, that despair, and then we advance. Our advancement will only be due to the prayer. That's why we need to seek where the place for prayer could be, where it can be born in us from.
Раф, вот вы сейчас отвечали Торонто, и я вообще...
Right now you answered Toronto.
Вот, допустим, мы проводим...
I totally didn't understand what you replied.
Берем статью Рабаши и читаем. Рабаш пишет, что нужно проявлять любовь.
Let's say we make an exercise in the 10. We read an article by Rabash. Rabash says you have to disclose the love to the friends. We try to implement it. We express the love to the friends, and as a in response to this love, I receive hate towards some one of the friends. So I didn't understand. I have to now reveal the hate toward the friends. I have to quietly write it down that such hate was revealed, or that externally I shouldn't.
You're not allowed to show that on the outside, but that comes to you in your internal feelings, so that you will pray to invert that hatred to love.
Buen día, querido maestro.
Good day, dear Rav.
Pensar el amor a los amigos sin llegar a odiarlos, ¿podemos darnos este paso?
Can we reach love of friends without going through the hate? Can you skip over the hate? Or we should first hate?
אני מתפלא מהשאלה שלך, חוסה.
I am surprised about your question, Jose. How could there be love without hatred? How could there be any phenomena in spirituality without the counter phenomena being revealed? Because we're creatures. We discover only this against that. Hence, I don't understand how you're saying, can we feel love? We can't. We can feel love, beastly love. What's beastly love? In our will to receive, where I love rest, something sweet, yeah, all kinds of food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, that I love. That's it. But all the rest of things, the spiritual ones, can be revealed only out of a thing and its opposite, as the advantage of light from darkness. If I want to reveal the light, it's only from me discovering first the darkness. And according to the degree of the darkness, the manner of the darkness, I discover the extent of the light and the manner of the light.
Moscow free.
Спасибо, Раф. Сейчас вы говорили, что все продвижение идет через молитву.
Thank you.
Прежде были силы молиться.
You said advancement is by prayer.
Сейчас сил на молитву хватает только когда мы встречаемся.
A while back there was we had the strength to pray the whole day. And now I have the strength to pray only when we meet with the 10. four times a day, morning lesson, evening lesson, and 2-10 meetings of half an hour each. The question is, where do you take the strength, the ability to be in prayer all day towards the 10? I can't do it now, only when we meet.
That's also good, and I'm happy to hear that you're connecting four times a day. I wish it would be like that with all our groups. I am not certain that there are many groups that do so that way. That's excellent. And if you continue with that, you will see truly good signs. Good signs. I'm with you. How to come to a state in which each time you will feel that you need to renew the connection and to be in prayer upon that increasing connection, even between your meetings, that will come. That will come. And more than that, I want to say that it depends also on the rest of the tens, on the general atmosphere, whether you're in a state that everyone around you also are at that, in that way. So from that atmosphere, you will feel that it's awakening you even outside those four times a day that you're meeting. Okay?
Dnieper.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Смотрите, у нас огромное количество встреч, там, тавкидов, там,
we have many meetings, roles, dissemination. All this is in place. After yesterday's question, I remember who asked. North Tel Aviv. Five friends are there instead of 14. Now, I understand we're going to fall into the same scrutinies.
What's the question?
Что делать? Как найти вот эту опять сваливаться?
What to do?
Кто там ходит на уроки, кто не ходит, уже как?
Again, falling to the scrutiny, who's coming to lessons, who's not coming to lessons.
На уроки заявили сейчас претензию о том, что дайте мне статус.
Those who don't come to the lesson, they start complaining. Give me my place.
Those are your scrutinies. I'm not getting into that. You can go into those things and arrange those things. I can't be in every single situation. Don't make from me a kindergarten teacher, okay? Why someone there on the outside is demanding some special conditions to return to the group? He needs to pay now, forcefully and with money and anything in order to return to the group. And if he doesn't do that, let him stay outside. That's it. Why should we?
The question is not about returning to the group, but about we are in agreement that if a friend listens to lesson three times a week.
Okay, I know you're not from today. You have a lot of complaints, and always. So turn them to the group and solve them in the group, not with me.
Florida.
Rob, thank you. You mentioned earlier that the only love we feel is the corporal love. And I am asking, does this corporal love help us to attain, if not the spiritual love, or if not, is this what we need to let go of or annul before, holding us back?
We don't need to let go of anything whatsoever in our corporeal lives, but to give all our forces and intention to spiritual development. And what happens corporeally, leave that. Meaning, just like it's developing, let it develop. Don't put any attention to it or any forces into that. That's it. And if you have some kind of corporeal lusts, Rabash really loved all kinds of edible things when it came to sleep, when it came to his going to saunas, I would take him to those and prepare him all those things, and he enjoyed those things. So what's the problem that he enjoyed? I don't understand that. What's the problem with that? Enjoy together. That's it. In your gathering of friends, do some, how should I say, nice events. Who said not? You don't have to suffer. You just need to aim as much as possible all the corporeal things and spiritual things towards a spiritual degree and direction, towards attaining the unity with the Creator, period. Moshe.
Excerpt number 32 from Concerning Love of Friends by Rabash. If each of them does not show the society that he is practicing love of friends, then one lacks the force of the group. This is so because it is very hard to judge one friend's favorably. Each one thinks that he is righteous and that only he engages in love of friends. In that state, one has very little strength to practice love of friends.
That's clear. I don't think there are any questions here. Next.
33, Rabash, letter 5. You should do more in love of friends. It is impossible to achieve lasting love unless through dvikut, meaning that the two of you will unite in a tight bond. This can be only if you try to undress the clothing in which the inner soul is placed. This clothing is called self-love. For only this clothing separates 2 points.
But we don't cancel that clothing of self-love. We just correct it. So it too will assist us. Because love covers all crimes. And then we see also the evil inclination and also the good inclination all work correctly together in order to reveal the Creator.
Barur.
That's clear.
Yofi.
Wonderful.
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Rav, what happens when it's hard for me to act in love of friends?
That's a sign that you're not impressed enough from the society. Your pride is bothering you. Simply look at them and be ashamed that you're not at least like them.
Darom 1.
Darom 1.
Lo shomim.
Kaf zchut.
You don't hear?
Ladun ta kaf zchut et hachaver.
When judge a friend to a scale of merit, does it go through annulment?
Of course, how can you judge him to the scale of merit if you don't nullify yourself? Because you need to diminish yourself in order to judge him to the scale of merit, for him to be above you.
Barur?
Clear?
Tov. Kiev 1.
Okay, Kiev 1.
Вот он здесь пишет, что невозможно прийти к постоянной любви,
иначе. Well, he writes that you can't reach constant love except through adhesion. What is that constant love?
Permanent, absolute love are very high degrees where we start to work in receiving in order to bestow. That's already. We will get there and talk about that. But in truth, the purpose of creation is to come to a connection between all the shattered parts of the system of Adam HaRishon, to a state in which everything is connected and each and everyone supplies to everyone what is needed from him in order to sustain the whole system in perfection.
Что у каббалистов не бывает падений, что ли, постоянная любовь, что они всегда
находятся.
And how? But when you come to a permanent, absolute state, there are no descents already. Besides that, we will see. Katnut, Gadlut, smallness, adult, maturity in this, all the different states that we have to do without a descent. I'll just give you a hint that even an ascent is felt as a descent.
That's it.
There are such states that we can invert them from an ascent to a descent and advance that way. And then we see that we are constantly in any consistent, permanent ascent. PT
29.
It says, this can be only if you try to undress the clothing in which the inner soul is placed. This word to undress, we have to correct it or
it means to remove, to disrobe the egoistic clothing and then relate each to the others with an open heart. That's it. To disrobe, to remove the egoistic covering from the intention in order to receive. That's it. That's the question. That's the answer. I mean. Okay, Moshe?
34 from Man as a Whole by Rabash. You must know that love is bought by actions. By giving his friends gifts, each gift that he gives to his friend is like an arrow and a bullet that makes a hole in his friend's heart. And although his friend's heart is like a stone, still each bullet makes a hole. And from many holes, a hollow is created. And the love of the giver of the gifts enters this place. And the warmth of the love draws to him his friend's sparks of love. And then the two loves weave into a garment of love that covers both of them. This means that one love surrounds and envelops them. And then the two of them become one person, because the clothing that covers them is a single garment. Hence, both are cancelled.
Well, here he's already explained to us in what way we're coming close and are included from one another, like drops of water which complement one another slowly, slowly, until each finds each other. Because altogether, this is a 10 and that's a 10. How can the 10s connect? How can they complete one another? In what way? Here it's 10 sefirot and here it's 10 sefirot. Here's the depiction of the Creator in a certain way and here's the depiction of the Creator in a certain way. How can we connect these things? Or that there's something that unites between us and we nevertheless remain each in his soul, and what unites between us is some buffer that connects, that adapts between us. And then how do we feel together with that, the Creator, which unites and connects? Meaning there are many things here, but we will talk about those things. There's a part in the wisdom of Kabbalah that's called the zivugim, the coupling of the sefirot. We'll get there and we will learn about that. That's still ahead of us. There's no problem. After the correct initial steps, all the rest becomes easy. PT 9.
Today, at 5, there's a meeting between the 10s in the world clean, different languages. I always feel there's a question how to use this gathering in the best possible way. Maybe based on what you just said, you can explain what we can do. You described the form of connection between the tens. What can we do in a 15-20 minute meeting like that?
No, I don't think there's any place to explain here about the connection between the tens, but rather the connection between the tens needs to be external for the time being, for each ten, not to truly connect to another ten, because we don't have who to connect with, and we don't have in us qualities that we can connect with others with. We just need to awaken one another towards the internal connection in each ten, so that I will come out of this meeting with great envy. With great envy that there are tens where the connection inside is strong, purposeful, and in me, no. And then I come to the ten, and we all come to our ten. Yes, all the friends, and we discuss why we are less than another ten.
That's it. So friends from different tens should evoke envy in the other tens relative to the connection they have in their own ten.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
It depends. It doesn't have to be in such a crude way, but by you influencing one another, they'll understand that you have something that they don't have, and that it's good, and that it drives you to more advancement towards the goal. And then it's considered that you're bestowing to one another good things. I'm very much for that.
PT3. Specifically on that, because lately in the lessons you specified that we should not meet among the tens, it provoked many questions with the friends and confusion. What is inner connection? What is outer connection in order to support and to provoke envy, but not connection between the tens? And eventually, in order to prevent this confusion, because we have many questions, the social teams said that it's good not to create conflicts. Rav said, yes, connect, not connect. We said that for the time being, we are canceling the meetings between the tens on Wednesdays that Shaul asked about. And we now heard an opposite answer. Yes to do.
No, 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 no. I didn't say, Niv.
Here.
I didn't say to do meetings or not. But if you're already meeting, then you need to understand that you're not coming to some acts of internal connections. What's internal connection? You don't even know what that is. That's something completely different than what's happening in a 10. We even see this in our matter, between molecules to atoms and all those things. Each of them is a structure on its own. But when you go to intermingle with these and those, there's already a different program, different laws of how to connect. Different rules of engagement, of connection. It's according to a will to receive that it's being revealed in a different way. And we don't know that yet because we have yet to reach the connection within the ten. And therefore we cannot rise to the next degree. And I never said about the connection towards the tens. It's you who ran forward there. When was that ever for us a thing? There is an external connection where each is in the ten that can meet with another ten, just like two families, and they do some celebration, let's say. Just like
Rosh Hashanah Machar.
Tomorrow's New Year's, let's say. So you can meet between families. This doesn't mean that you're starting to intermingle with all the families and all of those families as well. Rather, a family, and against that, there's another family. So that there will be a good external impression of these upon those. And no more than that, that's not considered connection.
Clear.
And what should we be cautious about in this meeting? Because many friends are concerned. So how to calm them down?
Anyhow, you won't get connection that'll come out of that, because you're not in connection yet. Not in the ten or in between the tens. If you were to feel in your ten that you are as one man in one heart, at least to a certain degree, then we could talk about how two tens that are in such a degree, that have such a connection in each of them, how they can start to come close, not connect, but to come close. And then already we'll be able to talk about connection. That's connection is an inner convening, an inner assembly, that an inner closeness. It's not simple. It's the return to the system of Adam HaRishon 620 times from the connection and power that existed.
So we're going to leave this kind of family gathering weekly between the tents.
I didn't say that either. It's you. From my words are building all kinds of things. You can also meet in tens. Even all the tens you can meet. But not to try to make from this all kinds of such connections that you think that are already incorporations. Be realistic. And altogether, don't jump. Don't jump. I would recommend to connect 1 10 with another 10 or two in some way. Please. But the connection, the inner connection is in the 10 only. I'm fed up of talking about this. I don't understand why you're trying to run ahead of the wagon. What will you get from that? It's simply, it's not understood where that stupidity comes from. Where you're like little children wanting to play with something that you're big, seemingly. But the laws are not clear to you yet. You didn't implement them on the first degree yet. It's sorrowful to hear that. What can I tell you? Where are we?
Except 35.
Well, let's read it.
Letter 40. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring a warmth from the walls of his heart. And the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. And both of them will be covered under one blanket. Meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them, as it is known that the Dvekut unites into one.
That's the known verse about the wearing of the hearts, even though they're strong like stones, specifically when you want to enter into the other, into one another, they bring forth those sparks, and those sparks help the connection. Yes.
Bulgaria 1. Lo ayu ayom?
Didn't we have Bulgaria 1 today?
Раф, по повод влиянието на десятките една на друга и за зависта, смятате ли, че ще е полезно, ако десятките знаят
about the influence of tens on one another?
Обединение извършват другарите, какви тъвки да изпълняват, грижи един.
Do you think it's worthwhile for ten, will tell each other what actions they do in dissemination and roles they have and so on?
It could be, depends on how much they want to enter there and what they want to do there. But to talk about that in general, it's possible. If there's a need for it, it's possible. But again, don't be as children who want to be big ones. Do all these things that are good to do with your intention to strengthen the connection of each and every ten within itself. That's it. Here it might be that we will break the tens. You'll see that two tens enter into a mutual connection with one another, and eventually the connection between you causes the canceling of the connection within each every and every ten. And then what do we get from that? Where there, a quarrel starts within them that they have this and we have that and this is not okay and that's okay. That's why I am really cautious and really worried about that. Therefore, this whole running that Niv here wants to do, I don't know with who, there, that's not okay. Try to do this only with the general guidance that we're talking about here and not a step ahead of that. Okay? Very well. And we are, we came to
36.
Well, let's read 36 and conclude with that.
From letter 11 by Bala Sulam. I will also ask that you make great efforts in love of friends, to devise tactics that can increase the love among the friends and revoke the lust for bodily matters from among you. As this is what casts hate. And between those who give contentment to the Maker, there shall be no hatred. Rather, there are great compassion and love between them. These things are simple.
Okay. Good. So Moshe will tell us what's happening today and what will happen tomorrow morning as well. We will receive throughout the day our study program, and may you all have a new, good new year, and we will see how from this we will receive assistance from above in order to assist the world in the true correction. Good luck, Moshe.
So, after what you said, the study material is sent to everyone in the afternoon. That's about the study material for tomorrow. Today there will be no broadcast except from at 6 p.m. we'll watch a recorded lesson, and at 7 p.m. our friends, the instructors, will lead us in a workshop following the lesson. That's it, friends, and we'll sing a song.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos juntos. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos bailar, vamos bailar. Mundo entero, una familia. Vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Cause we are all one, cause we are all one. Cause we are all us, no separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Fuego no nos separa. vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno.